Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice,
what are you doing?
I have the countdown right in front of me, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get it right. Anyway, that's new Maggie Rogers. The song's pretty. Called Light On. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out. She's got the flu. We hope to have her back tomorrow, but we are live and doing a show for you. And right now, we'd like to offer you some tickets. Caller 97, 800-400-FM-97 wins a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band September 10th this year at the Chase Center. The grand opening for the big Chase Center starts with Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony.
Right.
But there's a bunch of shows coming to the new Chase Center along with the it'll be the Warriors' new home, too. Tickets go on sale for Dave Matthews Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. But caller 97 at 800-400-FM-97 wins a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews at the Chase Center on September 10th. So call now and good luck. An hour from now, we'll do Eager Beaver tickets to Outside Lands. I have a text here. You text the same number you're calling right now to win tickets. 800-400-FM-97. I don't know, Vinny. I'm in Roseville, and the wipers are on high. Sure feels like an atmospheric river. Yeah, it's true. And whatever I was reading and whatever I hoped to believe and whatever I passed on to you was wrong. This morning when I left the house, it was pouring. I see a little break in the sky. Well, not really. Over San Francisco, it's not as heavy as it was when I left my house this morning, but it was dumping rain this morning. Heavy. It's supposed to taper today. We'll have rain again on Friday and then back again next week. So a little break tomorrow and a little break over the weekend, but it's still apparently winter.
We had some
even though today's the first day of spring.
Just come in from the North Bay Mill Valley area. Yeah, they said it was dumping.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of dumping, there's still snow falling in Tahoe too. So the weather continues to be a thing here. As we kick off spring this March 20th.
It's all right. Take your time. Put your windshield wipers on. Slow it down.
So, Yuzette, you've got trash for us?
I do. I am going to start with a couple movie items. First of all, Cardi B is making her film debut as a stripper. A stripper.
And that's what she
is. Stripper?
I did.
Is that code for something?
Stripper.
Stripper?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
Is that something that...
I get it from my urban websites.
Nice.
I heard that that's what she started as, or that's
right.
Like she sings
that was,
about that,
yeah.
Or raps about
she
that.
She used to do that, right. Yeah. So she's making her film debut as a stripper opposite Jennifer Lopez.
That's right.
That it's going to be called Hustler. Mm-mm-mm. Although I'm told that we're not going to see, at least from Jennifer Lopez, we're not going to be seeing any nudity.
Huh. All right.
It comes from,
But Cardi B is going to be?
They're not saying if she's going to be nude at all.
It's
all
right. Crazy. I've seen some really revealing stuff of Cardi B. Went down a rabbit hole and I was like, oh my God, there's a
like
lot of-
Like porn stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there of her. I mean, she's on Snapchat doing things like-
Oh.
Yeah. With Offset. Yeah.
And people captured it and have it.
No, she's capturing it herself on Snap. Like, hey, look at me go.
Oh.
You're right. I did see one on Snap where
yeah.
she
where he's
they
in,
were doing it.
Where
yeah.
he's in the background.
Yeah. you know what we mean by background.
Oh.
Yeah. He's
okay.
in the background. And she's like this, staring
she's
at her
She's just leaning over.
Wow.
On Snapchat.
Hanging
well,
out.
You know what? Everyone says that that's younger people are putting everything out there on these sites.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones that won't.
Well, we're all old.
But we were just talking about it yesterday. Even old people have pictures on their phone you wouldn't expect. Jeff Bezos, the guy from Amazon, just got that stuff
royally
stolen
busted,
from him, and
yeah.
they're all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And you'd think if you got Bezos' phone, like he's a friend of yours, and he's all, here, look at a picture of... the latest Alexa, you wouldn't think that you'd have to worry about flipping through his pictures.
Yeah.
But if you did, you'd find...
Lauren Sanchez, Spread Eagle.
Okay. Right. Or him and him, or himself.
Right.
Whatever he's got there. Yeah. You wouldn't expect it, but that's the case. Certainly, people are up to stuff.
So this movie, Hustlers, is an adaptation of a 2016 New York Magazine expose about a gentleman's club and the dancers. And then I was reading about the script. The script takes place in the late 2000s in New York City in the wake of the financial crisis and explores the toll it took on the livelihood of the dancers, who, of course, relied on the Wall Street clientele. Mm. They need money.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. This one is for you.
Hey, before you move on, I want you to hear this song. We play this song, Girls Like You, all the time.
Yeah.
We take out the Cardi B verse.
Is this Cardi B's? Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-oh,
she starts
what's
off
she saying?
With this line right here.
Dancing for dollars.
That's
not
right,
too long ago,
baby.
She was dancing for
long
dollars.
Long time ago. This one's for you. Nicolas Cage, Bryn. Nicolas Cage is set to star in a martial arts film.
What?
I think the title of it is just Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Jiu-Jitsu is badass.
Jiu-Jitsu centers on an ancient order of expert Jiu-Jitsu fighters facing fearsome alien invaders in a battle for Earth every 6 years.
So wait, there's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but there's also other...
I know it primarily in Brazil and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about it, but I always had associated it with
one.
The... Who are the who's the Gracie?
The Gracies, yeah.
The Gracie family.
They were
UFC fighters that did jiu-jitsu, and they were like...
They put it on the map, because back then, nobody really knew about jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And when UFC started, they had no weight classes, which was
incredible.
Oh, so you'd have like a 200-300-pound guy fighting against a 140, 5'8", regular-looking dude. And this guy would... Not only would he just like, you know, it's already crazy for him to fight him, but he would grab him. And you wouldn't think, as a small guy, that you'd want to grapple with a really big dude. And so it proved to the world that jiu-jitsu works. And he likes to, these Gracies often like to work from their back, laying on the floor.
Right.
And that's like totally not common in a modern, well, back then at that time, nobody wanted to be on their back as you're fighting somebody.
Right.
Yeah. But
so
it was crazy.
Anyway,
Nick Cage.
Starring in a jiu-jitsu movie. Okay.
Yes.
I'm curious to see how that goes.
I'm always fearful when he joins a cast. Cause
but he was great in like, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Was he? How long ago was that?
He was so good. When was that? That was.
Which one's he?
He's the 1930s guy.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Okay. Right. I knew that. He's the guy with the Rubik's Cube.
I don't remember the Rubik's Cube right now. I have to think about that.
All right.
I think so. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Does the name Jordan Woods ring a bell?
Jordan Woods. No.
Jordan Woods, the gal who was friends with Kylie Jenner and then kissed Tristan Thompson.
Okay. Yes. I do know that.
She's making money now. I guess Scandal is working for her. Turns out the drama that came from her kissing Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy might have been one of the best things she's ever done, because now she's getting gigs. She is going to be starting, looks like, a false eyelash brand, as well as a couple other. They're not saying the other items, but it's makeup type stuff. She's also doing party appearances in Dubai and elsewhere in the Middle East.
Do you wear false eyelashes?
I don't. If I knew how to properly put them on, I would.
Christina has purchased some because she thinks she wants to wear them in the wedding.
And so she's
been wearing them now to try and figure out how to make them work.
Right.
And every time she turns to me with them on, I freak out.
Like spiders on her face.
Well, they're so different than, and I'm surprised people, I mean, I just like her the way she is, so I'm not trying to see her like that.
Well, I think I wore false lashes for my wedding.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I had a makeup artist come in and do my makeup. But yeah, she put on the eyelashes. I have eyelashes at home, the ones that Sarah bought, those magnetic ones. Those are a piece of poo. Don't buy those.
Well,
but
so
there's plenty of really great eyelashes out there. You have to work them.
Mm-hmm. As she's
cut
been
them and bend them.
As she's been experimenting with these things, I found a pair like on the couch by the TV.
Did you think it was a bug? No, she took them off,
plunked them off, and then put them there on the couch, and then they were just there. Yeah. So I'm like, this is so late.
Sounds like
so
something I would do.
I put them on.
Oh, you put them on yourself?
I put them on my eyes and sent her a picture like, look at how you look in these things. And she made, now it's her profile picture for me when her phone rings.
Oh, that is so.
It's
you
not
that.
You
have to send us that picture.
No,
I want to see that.
I don't.
Yes.
But anyway, it backfired. I thought it was going to be her seeing me and them and she'd go, you're right. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Instead, she's like, I love it.
You're
you
so
look
beautiful.
Great. Yeah.
It makes your eyes pop.
Okay.
So great.
So Jordan Woods now
Jordan Woods
has a
now,
fake eyelash company.
Yes, brand. Yeah, right. That she's going to be repping. So she's making some money out of that. Lastly, Game of Thrones here. Kit Harington, yes, who is Jon Snow. He's coming out saying that he had to get therapy after the Jon Snow, sort of the twist where, it's too late to be a spoiler alert, but... where he comes back to life. He dies and then he comes back to life. He said he started getting so much pressure because he was just, you know, the show was focused on him alone. So he started to feel all this anxiety and just was in a panic every day they were filming just because he just got scared.
It was all about
him.
He
got scared. I know. So he went into therapy.
I can see how that, where the, you know, actors have a lot of pressure on them when a person when the whole crew spends hours putting together a shot. And you can imagine it's happened to you, I'm sure, just doing radio where you get some copy wrong that you're trying to read for a commercial and then you cannot get it right. And you just find yourself going, ah, kill me.
Oh, tell me. I had this one client that I could not say word.
I remember that.
I can't even tell you what the word is, but I could not, for the life of me, Vinny, I could not say the word. And I felt like the biggest failure because I couldn't say the different word.
So you can imagine this guy, as he's getting bigger scenes and longer, you know, whatever, speeches or whatever he's doing, he's probably finding himself going, man, this is too intense. I liked it better when I could just show up, you know,
do my little scene.
Look smoky-eyed and handsome and swing a knife.
So therapy worked for him. His anxiety lessened. He's doing better, everyone. So don't you worry. And, of course, the last season is April 14th.
Yeah, I put up a countdown clock on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We are 25 days, 9 hours, 39 minutes, and 8 seconds away from the premiere.
Now 5 seconds.
4.
Uh-oh. Okay. Counting now.
I can't even imagine acting and having to do, like take on an accent. Yeah. I think I would find myself falling out of it and not able to find it again. And just being like, you guys need to fire me. I can't do it. I can't.
You know, it's funny that you're talking about this because the second season for Game of Thrones, you know, every year they're at Comic-Con, the guy who was on the crucifix for the entire second season, they were interviewing him and they're like, hey, how come you're not walking around the convention with everyone else? He goes, because everyone hates me. And I have to basically hide. I sit on the panel and then I hide the rest of Comic-Con.
Why?
Because he was the, you know, he was the guy who betrayed his family and burned those kids. And remember?
Yeah, that's Theon.
Yeah, Theon Greyjoy. Yeah.
But didn't we start to feel sorry for him after a while?
But it wasn't until like the fourth season that you know, and
he
the
was an animal.
He was, and you know, he got his. I don't want to give.
He
anything
got
away.
Treated very badly by that man.
He got his
very badly
chopped off.
Manhood.
Really badly.
One last TV note here, if you're interested. There's a Bublé performs songs from his latest album in his seventh TV special. That's on tonight, about 10 o'clock on NBC. Bublé.
I won't watch that, but I do like that guy.
I have really grown to like him as well.
And I don't, I guess I got really choked up when he announced his kid had cancer.
Yes, absolutely.
And then now that I'm doing the holidays thing and such, like it's just, I'll listen to this song. Mm-hmm. You can crank this up.
He just seems like a good guy.
I'm good.
Yeah.
For some holiday music, I'll take it. There you go.
Go on, Bryn.
I feel like I'm at the shopping mall right now. This is great. Spend some money.
Money! All right, Vinny, what do you have coming up?
All right, so don't forget, we've got those Eager Beaver tickets next hour. And in the news, I've got, it's National Quit Smoking Day. I've got a gym story, top landmarks on Instagram, and a bunch more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Maroon 5. It's Sarah and Vinny, and Sarah's not here today. So we are live, though, and we're going to do a little bit of news here in just a second. I wanted to let you know the rain was super heavy this morning. It seems to have tapered off a bit, and that it's still raining now, though. Right now, as I look out the window here in San Francisco, still raining. It should be tapering later today, and we'll see rain again on Friday, and then back again next week. So we're not out of the rain yet. Also, snow still falling in Tahoe, which is pretty good news, right? I think so.
Yeah.
All right, hit me.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. We'll start with a couple quick notes. Today is the first day of spring. The Powerball lottery is over half a billion? No.
What is it? 550 million?
Sorry.
550 million.
So the Powerball's big, and it's tonight. So maybe you want to get in on that. Also, March Madness. There are a couple games today, but it really gets going tomorrow. So there's some of that stuff. California is calling in the National Guard for the first time to help protect communities from wildfires. It's going to be pulling troops away from the border protection efforts of our president and devoting them to fire protection, another area that California needs the help with. Starting next month, 110 California National Guard troops will receive training to use shovels, rakes, and chainsaws to thin trees and brush in high fire areas. And some of those areas have already been designated by Cal Fire. And there's Woodside over by me in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah.
They all desperately need it. So that's some work that'll be getting done by the California National Guard. Very cool.
Yes. Yeah.
The FDA has approves first drug for postpartum depression.
This is big news.
So this is something that we had. And so I know it to be...
Both times or just...
No, just the first time. But it was intense and it wasn't even that bad by comparison to what some women go through. Mm-hmm. But the first drug for women suffering postpartum depression received FDA approval yesterday. The drug works very quickly. Within 48 hours, they say some of the drugs that are currently used include antidepressants, which can take 2 to 4 weeks to have an effect. So the 48-hour turnaround is important because mothers who are suffering from depression often have trouble providing their babies with care, bonding, and nurturing during super crucial healthy development period. They say as many as 1 in 7 American women experience depression during or after pregnancy. And I have a tendency to think it's even more and that women just they suffer alone.
They just try to suck it up.
Right. I do think that they deal with that themselves.
And probably you just don't even know what is happening to me. What's going on?
That's what happened to Christina, is that she was not able to just say, I need to talk to somebody.
Uh-huh.
The second time I was around when the nurse came and said, we need to talk about a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right there. And even though we'd both been through it, and the nurse said, listen, there's some stuff I want to talk about postpartum, Christina didn't step up and say, yeah, we had that. And I was like, oh, my God. People don't
Did
want to admit.
Know
she just knows.
She
just
it?
Didn't,
she didn't
want to
talk
admit it,
about it. Oh.
To the lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, we had that. That's what we had.
Mm-hmm. Did so you say that?
I did, because we needed to have that out on the table.
Yeah, you need
we
to have
that
conversation.
We had to have it out there. And so it is a big deal. In
what
fact,
did she do?
Well, no. The first time, we just suffered through it.
Mm.
And it caused us close to a breakup. The second time she didn't have it, but at least it was something, it seems the nurse came forward and brought it up and it was discussed.
You had some knowledge.
It seemed like it, well, by then I knew something was wrong with her the first time and I knew it. So this is one of those things that seriously, it's great that there's going to be a drug available for help. And I also wanted to mention, this is just a good spot to bring it up. You know that Jenny's Light run that we've done a few times? That's happening again in May. I believe it's on the 19th. And you can go to Jenny's Light. Is it .org? Let me check. Yeah, jennyslight.org is a run in Los Gatos, and it raises money for postpartum depression. So I'll be doing it this year. I know the missus is
doing
it.
Yeah, we've done it. We've done it.
It's a great cause. So if this is something you're having trouble with or have had trouble with, maybe you want to get involved in the fundraiser, jennyslight.org.
I ran it with you one time.
Yeah, that's the one.
Me and Tom and you and Christina.
Postpartum depression is a serious condition that, when severe, can be life-threatening. So this medicine's important, and so is the Jenny's Light race.
A couple texts, Vinny. 510 says the new depression drug costs $20,000, another drug that is overpriced, profit-making, debt-maker. 415 says that postpartum depression drug will cost over $36,000, requires a stay in the hospital for an infusion. So basically, it will be out of reach for most people.
That's terrible.
Yikes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I posted the Jenny's Light info on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Hooman. Nice, Hooman. You know, when we were talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area News,
ding, ding.
He mentioned that gaming
conference,
which was the gaming where you watch people play games.
Right.
And he said, you know, Netflix said they're more worried about you know, the social aspect of these game watching sites than they are about, and he mentioned some other service. I don't know if Netflix was being entirely honest, as Disney is now in a position to further control TV shows and movies from start to finish. They have made a big deal with Fox's entertainment business, a $71 billion deal, where now as Disney launches, what is that going to be called? Disney Go?
Yes, that new will cost you more money for the new
streaming
service.
All of the content that they're going to have is now joined up with Fox, and it's going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
Netflix has to be worried about that, too.
They're just doing so much great programming, according to you guys, on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think Netflix will worry if they do original content.
If Disney does.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't all their content
isn't that original?
Like, well, it is, but it's all stuff that, I mean, you know, if you want to see Toy Story 3 again, won't you just go to iTunes or something and not have to subscribe to their.
I think that families are going to sign up for Disney's subscription service, and then they'll have access to everything from the original Dumbo to Star Wars.
The new Dumbo coming.
Yeah, we're reviewing that next week.
You are?
Yeah, it comes out next week. I'm excited.
Have you seen it?
No, we see it Monday.
Oh, God. I feel like that's going to be such a tearjerker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Every review I've read, every critic has said they cried.
I'm not watching it. What does it have on Rotten
Tomatoes? Oh, man.
They haven't rated it yet. I just kind of saw these kind of, you know, early reviews and people posting on Instagram from the premiere with Colin Farrell.
So did you mention that they're going to take off, you know, all the Marvel stuff from Netflix? Because
I didn't just mention it, but that is how they're going to
happen. Right?
They're going to have sole ownership of so much stuff people want that it's going to be a serious competitor for a lot of services, including the Amazon Prime. When Disney's got a lot of original content.
Tons.
Today is National Kick Butts Day. Today is the day that, as a country, people are encouraged to quit smoking. So, for what it's worth, I hope you try. I know that I smoked for a long time and loved it and quit and still think about it, and yet there's just no reason. You're breathing smoke.
Yeah.
It's just so dumb.
For real.
It's smoke. I mean, it's... I'll stop saying it. This came from USA Today. The top 50 landmarks on Instagram. I won't even do anywhere near the top 50, but I've got a couple here. Number one. Go ahead.
Is one of them the swing in Bali?
The swing in Bali. Jeez.
No,
you had to go obscure.
Sorry.
No, I don't see that. It might be in the top 50.
I think we only have the top 10.
Alcatraz made it at 37.
A couple California ones.
The Hollywood sign was at 27. Oh. Disney California 18. Mm-hmm. But the top 10, I was surprised that, you know, there's no Golden Gate Bridge. There's number one was New York Times Square. Number two was Central Park in New York. Number three was Disney World Orlando. These are the top Instagrammable locations. New York City Museum of Modern Art, Epcot Disney World, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Grand Canyon, Rockefeller Center, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which looks like the beach boardwalk here in Santa Cruz, but it's right there in South Carolina. So we didn't show well. I'm surprised. I would have expected more for California and the Bay Area.
Right.
They're just jealous.
Hooman, you're on the cutting edge of health crazes, so I thought you'd want to...
Yes, I'm ready.
...comment. A 51-year-old woman in China injected herself with fruit juice to get healthy.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
You know, it is? It almost killed her, so you're right, but you already knew that to be the case?
Well, yeah, that fruit juice just has so many additives to it. I mean, even if it's... just pure orange juice, like...
And there's sugar, right?
Yeah, there's a proper way for your body to take that.
Metabolize that, right. She mixed over 20 different types of juice and hooked herself up to an IV.
Wow.
It caused a severe reaction, which it started with itching, then her temperature spiked. She didn't go to the hospital until later that night when her husband found out what she did and freaked out. And then, you know, they say here that he rushed her to the hospital, but she almost died of multiple organ failure and sepsis. She ended up with liver, kidney, heart, and lung damage.
Wow.
She spent 5 days in the intensive care and was finally discharged from the hospital earlier this month. She told doctors that she thought that fruits were very nutritious and that it would help her be healthy. Mm.
Not
the
exactly.
case at all.
Was this in America?
No.
Oh,
this was
China.
In China.
Yikes.
A wealthy 75-year-old man is suing a model he alleges used pleas for financial help to coerce him into giving her $500,000, $500,000 over a 10-year period. She threatened to ruin his reputation if he stopped sending the money, so he continued to send it.
Did they ever hook up?
They did. Well, according to this... she would do little cam shows for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting to see stuff.
Does that count?
Does that count?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure he liked it.
Sure.
Does it count? No.
Well, she can claim that, hey, he was paying for this service and it was costly, right?
They're calling the 32-year-old woman Jacqueline Frances Moore of L.A. a scam artist who feigned love and false statements to prey on the vulnerable... old man and get money from him. It seems to me like a man of his age should know that a young woman wouldn't want to hang with him.
Yeah.
Like he should know
think.
That.
Yeah.
That's...
Unless he's just so gullible.
Did you find a picture of her?
No, did you?
We're looking. Me and Britt are looking.
Let's just find that first.
This guy lives in South Carolina.
What he looks like too.
And he met her in 2009 at an event in New York City where she worked for a modeling agency. He was 65. She was 23.
But wait, that was back then?
That was back then.
And that's interesting that they actually met up at one time.
I think I found her. And maybe, do you see the blonde in the red dress?
No.
She told him she was struggling financially and needed his help. Mm-hmm. She appealed to Mr. Hogan's kindness and good nature. As well as implying that they may have, they may get something going.
Hmm.
I think this is her.
She's gorgeous.
Well, describe her. What does she look like?
Is this her?
Blonde chick. Yeah. Nice looking
Young,
body.
Good looking.
Yeah.
Clearly has done some modeling.
Yeah.
Is this the same one you got?
He started sending her $45,000 annually. To help her move, pay for rent. They did do some stuff on the internet, including some cam chat sessions where she would be with herself for his viewing pleasure. Yes. She also said things like, I love you and I care for you and I need you.
I need your money.
Did she take advantage of an old man?
Well, yes.
So should she have to pay him back?
No.
Does she have to go to jail?
No. He gave it to her.
I'm not sure what she just meant by that.
Yeah,
so
I don't
know. Is that a yes or no?
I would never do that.
What, give back the money? That makes sense.
That too.
This guy desperately wanted to believe that he was in a real relationship.
Poor guy. I feel bad for him. And yes, she was scamming him. Should she give back the money? He's a grown person.
This came up in court.
So it went to court.
Moore also tried to shame Hogan by talking about his erectile dysfunction.
Oh no!
And bragging about the prowess of her boyfriend to him.
Ugly. That
what
is
a
horrible.
Low blow.
But extortion, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
So
yeah.
Yes, then she threatened to also. Let me see. There's more. She threatened to. She would tell his daughter and his grandchildren about their dealings and ruin his good character and name if he did not pay her.
That is awful. Yeah, something should be done about that. However, he should own some responsibility, you know, for his behavior.
I don't have the end result
here. He's probably not a stupid man either.
He had plenty of money.
Yeah.
It's money's... I mean, not everybody who has money is smart, but... You can't just walk up and pull it off a tree.
Yeah.
All right. Where am I? Oh, well, let me do a few texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That number gets entered into the little text spot, and then you just write stuff, and we get it. It's awesome. My wife, 0415, my wife has an eyelash salon in San Francisco.
Oh.
She would love to put on either strip lash or individual for your future wife.
What'd she call it? Strip lash?
Well, that's the one that I showed you the picture of
you
me
did.
In the
it
lashes.
It was lovely. It was just darling.
There, I imagine those are the strip ones because it's just one glue
one,
strip.
As opposed to the single lashes.
You just push it into your eye.
Hot.
Vinny, tell Dusty to get eyelash extensions, not false lash strips. They can make them look so natural. And don't judge yet, Vin, until she has all the makeup done.
Yeah.
They won't stand
Vinny.
Out as much. But really, extensions are so much better.
Well, they say they're not good for your eyelashes, the extensions. And I know they last, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks, something like that. They're expensive, too.
415 says, I miss Sarah. So do we.
We miss Sarah, too.
We didn't tell her to get sick. But she is sick. She has the flu. So hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. And when I put the lashes on, it backfired completely. So she's going to be, well, I'm telling you, she thought it was cute.
Yeah, it was
and
cute.
And she is going to wear the lashes. I thought she'd be like, right.
Don't you think you look so much better with
them? No, I don't. Mm. Come on.
Come on. You do.
Vinny, jiu-jitsu is a Japanese martial art. The Brazilians do their own form of it. Is that true?
I don't know very much about it. I know it's effective. I've practiced it before, but, I don't know the history that well.
510, oh my God, Vinny, just saw your Instagram post. My uterus just exploded.
Oh, is that where Isla is giving Edie a piggyback ride?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, Edie was 7 months old, and I posted a picture of her getting a piggyback.
So cute.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and do the rest of the text. Oh, and stay tuned for those Outside Lands Eager Beaver tickets. Mm-hmm.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.